Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I am the nation. I was born on July 4th.
Hi, folks. Please, someone type in if you can hear me. I'm not sure if anyone's in the chat room, but I will keep going. Okay. This is Patriot Family Chat, and I'm your host, Linda, and Bill shall be calling in soon, and he will be coming in as soon as possible into the chat room. And once we get some folks in here, we'll know if we're being heard. And I'm going to go up here, find a song. Grace. There he is. I'm going to unmute you.
How are you doing, Linda?
Oh, fine. How are you doing? Finally got here. I was running myself silly. And I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just hanging in there, doing the best I can do. Came home today and watched a little bit of news here and there, read a little bit of news through the internet and stuff, and it's like, oh, my God, it just don't stop.
It doesn't. I know. I heard a clip on the way home. There was one of our guys talking about what happened this morning down in, I think it was the same border town that where Brian Terry was killed. There were two.
At the border station named after Brian Terry.
Yes, two this morning in the wee hours. And our DHS and our lovely freak-in-chief, it's just disgusting, all the blood that these people have on their hands. It's horrible. It's just horrible. I'm sickened by it. I just heard it on the way in from phone banking for Sherry Hodges. I've been phone banking. I've been at meetings. I've been doing everything I possibly can to get this country turned around. I don't even know. I don't know what to do. You know.
Well, I'm kind of glad to see some things coming out now because you're even seeing some of the liberal media, CNN today, yesterday made comments about the whole Libya deal and a cover up. There's no way out
sure.
of it. That's what it was.
Well,
they cover up, Linda. Will we be surprised to find out that the weapons that were used against us, against our embassy and stuff, were supplied by us in some way? Did we fund them?
Yeah, this is what Glenn was talking about, because that ambassador and the two supposed Navy SEALs that were also taken out, I know there was more people, but these guys, he thinks that this ambassador and these two were part of a CIA going back in there to grab those weapons, because, and God knows if they were supplied by Fast and Furious. This cover-up is going so deep. There was two separate programs, not just Fast and Furious. There was another one under this administration, and this is what they're covering up. I would bet on it. Go ahead.
The total truth of it all, it was a scheme, a ruse to try to get the American public to go along with gun control.
Oh, sure.
And it backfired in their faces. But that was the goal. That was what they were trying
sure.
to do. And that went all the way to Obama administration,
yep.
out of the DOJ above Eric Holder. And it went
oh,
to
yeah.
Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. You don't believe it? Look at the UN. At the same time, she was working at the UN as a small arms treaty. She
mm-hmm.
was doing the same thing a year ago when she was working against the First Amendment and outlawing insulting Islam.
Yeah, oh, I know. They've already made their statements. They've signed agreements with the UN. She has anyway. She was doing this before. I'll bet she was doing it before right about the time of that Libya attack in Benghazi. This is just, It just smells to high heavens, man, and you know it. So we've got the two more
shots.
And it
all does what? It all does what, Linda? It plays right back to Agenda 21.
Well, it does. I know that this.
I mean,
all of this has been coming down the pike for a long time. All of the, the New World Order guys, the people at the Rio Summit back in 92, all the libtards like Nancy Pelosi and her liberal cohorts in the Congress when she was standing on the floor pushing Agenda 21, and then they knew that people weren't going to go for it. Several cities and counties have kicked ICLEI out. Alabama.
So they did just like this administration. They went around.
They did. And they got ICLEI into all, they got between six and 800 cities. Alabama kicked the whole thing exactly out of their entire state. They're not even allowed to talk about it or implement any of this stuff. We're working every day. We had a meeting. We had
the same thing.
We had, I don't know, we had a 2.5 hour meeting last night talking about, we have 10 propositions on our ballot, and these, most of them are horrible things, and the two that we're voting yes on, we're going to try to break the backs of the public sector unions in California by doing this Prop 32. Of course, the SEIU is coming out every day with like 10 per hour, these stupid ads, you know, trying to get us to vote no on it. And it's crazy what's going on here. We were vetting our candidates. We asked them questions because I got to submit questions to these candidates for two separate city councils. One was San Marcos, the other one was Vista. And there's like a ton of people running. We did our vetting and our endorsing last night because
well,
the answers,
you know,
these guys get, yeah. I mean,
for every one of those union people, those union membership and stuff, if you believe that they'll bring about Agenda 21 and you're still going to have any kind of power, you are fools.
Well, this is
because,
a...
see, only the government will have power.
Right.
Your union leadership will either fall in line or they'll be eliminated and you'll be answering directly to the government. You will no longer have a say on anything.
Oh, it's beyond. Everybody's finally waking up, even in these many of the swing states, especially since the EPA is just, they're trashing the jobs. They're shutting down so many coal plants. There was 30 shut down in Ohio alone. There's like 300 to 600 on the slate, maybe more, throughout the country. They are so ticked off at Obama and the EPA because they know that it's under his direction that they're doing this, because he's got a war on all of the natural resources that we have, you know, for our energy.
And today, you know, you talk about the natural resources, and today they start talking about dictating what we eat in our homes.
Oh, where did you get that one? I didn't get that one.
That came out today. There was, I'm not sure which one of them brought it up, one of our elected Democrats.
God.
Dictating healthy food, making us follow the healthy food guidelines passed in 2010. Inside our homes.
Oh,
now,
my God.
The only way you can control, that's trying to control what people eat.
Oh, it's,
and the only way you can do that is to control the food, and the only way you can do that is to prevent people from growing their own.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. And the there's a Prop 37 which it talks about trying to make people label the, you know, in California, label the GMOs and all the stuff on all the packages. But who's behind it is all these trial lawyers who will get rich off this scheme, and it will do nothing to stop Monsanto from doing what they're doing. So we're actually voting no on it, because it's all it's going to do is empower and make another bureaucratic Lilliputian agency, and we're not voting for it. We're going through these step by step because we know how these guys think, we know how they write these measures, and we're not buying into it. But we're fighting every day. I mean, we had three questions to every candidate for these city councils before we vetted them and decided to endorse or not on Agenda 21. What do you believe about climate change? What do you feel on cap and trade in California? What do you feel about Agenda 21, smart growth and sustainable development? And boy, it was real simple to make our decisions based on those questions. I'll tell you, real simple.
Yeah. And if you could put that simple to the rest of the public.
Oh, I know. You should see my website.
I give credit to Pat Cadell today. Last night, he came out against the media and the craft that they're no longer the media. You're no longer printing truth, whether who does it or matter, no matter what. You're just media is gone. If true journalism has been destroyed by your one-sidedness.
Sure.
And
they're not journalists. They're propagandists. This has been Pravda for days. It's horrible.
But from local newspapers,
uh-huh.
local TV stations,
mm-hmm.
all the way up.
Sure.
More so on the local scenes, they control the media than on the national scenes, believe it or not.
It's bizarre. I actually sent an email to my local newspaper, and I gave them holy heck, and I told them, I said...
yeah.
Go ahead. They weren't covering
you told
any...
Them what?
I just told them that Sean Hannity was correct, that journalism died in 2008, and I said that Lenin was also correct. You are useful idiots. I told them that.
Truth. I locally here, I mean, I'll add on Dan Davis, the editor of the Seymour Daily Tribune, all the time because it's so biased. There was an article he wrote about the video and how bad that was and stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
And there has never been another article written on the subject.
Yeah, I was mad at them because it was the day after. Remember that stupid thing with the NFL and the referee agreements and all this stuff and who knows what? And somebody made a bad call and everybody's upset. And
they made more than one, but yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. The front page headline, and I mean the major story, was NFL referees reach agreement. And I just went nuts because this was right after the Benghazi incident. And after Glenn Beck had a huge panel on what the heck was going on and the cover-ups on that and the Muslim Brotherhood and the infiltration, you know, ABC.
And they kept attacking Romney for what he said and the ignorance of all that was, if you look at what he said, he was dead on.
Sure.
He was correct.
Yep, everybody's
so
saying
that
now.
You're attacking him for being correct because a terrorist attack.
Well, here's the thing. So I excoriated them. I said, this is your headline? I go, really? I said, you're not worried about all this is going on in the Middle East and our borders are open and the Muslim Brotherhood's infiltrating. And are you nuts? I was livid. But and I guess nobody was paying attention because DHS didn't come to my door the next day. But. Yeah, I get a form letter from ISA when I was excoriating him, telling him that we're not going to have Sharia law, and I said you better start doing some investigating as to what's going on in this White House. I was mad, so I get a form letter back. They don't care. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, when this is all said and done, if anything happens, some kind of something should march up into Michigan and straighten Michigan out. This is not the nation of Islam.
Oh, my God. I mean, the things that are happening. I mean, yeah, I've seen the demonstration. I've seen all the stuff. There was one in New York City where they had some Muslim parade, annual parade, and it was just flying the, you know, the black flag the one that was put in over the embassies in both countries, Egypt and Libya. Under when they were doing all their little lovely,
killing the Al-Qaeda flag.
Oh yeah, well the black one, which is the jihad flag, the caliphate jihad flag. Oh my God, I mean these people are crazy. It's just unbelievable what's going on in this country. And then with those two people shot at the Border Patrol, because under this administration, they are told not to do their jobs. They are, you know. Obama's executive order with, you know, letting these people walk through. Hey, Rod, welcome to the show. You know, letting them walk through and saying, if they say one of 20 things, whether it's in English or Spanish, you can't stop them. You just escort them into the country. I can't fathom this. And it's unbelievable what's going on. The blood on the hands of these people. I'm telling you, they will be held accountable. I know it's not soon enough for us, but God will have his way with those people. I'm telling you. It's evil. This is evil, what they're doing.
It's all about, you know, protecting Islam. But at the same time, you're attacking every other religion, trying to take away their rights and their freedoms and anything else.
Oh, I know.
You're trying to make them subjective to Islam. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say. if Muhammad had not wrote what he wrote, you wouldn't know he was a pedophile, a rapist, a murderer, and everything else. He wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's pretty crazy what's going on. I mean, you can't even believe it with, you know, and the only reason that this conehead in the White House is doing this with the border is he's pandering for votes. He knows he's tanking. He knows he's probably not going
to win. And that's why they're trying to block voter ID in every state. This
yes,
judge
they are.
That just blocked it in Pennsylvania.
I know.
Just a temporary block, though. It's just a temporary block. Just
yeah,
until after the election.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the military vote being so disenfranchised this year and stuff. Why? Because the military majority always votes Republican. So you don't let them vote because they don't count because they'll vote against you.
Yeah, it's gone beyond. I'm telling you, you can't even believe. If we have Rod says we have an honest vote, Obama loses. But I
believe that wholeheartedly.
Here's the thing I don't understand. When you have a popular vote, how does that influence the Electoral College? Don't they already have their agenda in place?
You would say, you know, you would answer that and say, yeah, how does that work? When the truth is, as soon as you find out the last of what the popular vote was is when you find out the electoral vote was. So they had to know all along.
Absolutely. That's my point. And I don't understand, you know, why everyone puts so much emphasis on the popular vote.
That's because they don't realize. But the popular vote can carry everything other than the presidential race.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And
that's
what you got to do. We must take the Senate.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If we do not take the Senate, it doesn't do us no good to take the White House.
Oh, I know. We have to have it all. And I think this time around we're going to get it, Bill, because people are finally – I mean, I have seen so much backlash –
Kudos to Univision.
Absolutely.
Too bad our American media doesn't work that way.
Oh, I know. They were hot. They were cool.
The questions they asked Obama totally caught him off guard, and that's why he went around and didn't answer them.
Sure. Oh, I know. It's
and
amazing.
They're reporting on Fast and Furious coming out of Mexico is starting to have an effect.
Yep.
It's starting to flow over into our country. It's amazing how we can go around the world to the other medias and find out what's really going on here. But we can't find out here from our own media.
Oh, no, they won't tell you the truth. They have the truth has no place in their world at all. They all they have is this tunnel vision to make sure that the anointed one gets back in. And they will do and say anything, Bill. They will, you know that. And I was going to ask you, how's your dad doing?
Well, he's not doing good, Linda.
Lord.
I'll be honest. Today was his birthday, and it was really hard. I mean.
Yeah. And how old is he now?
He's 73 today.
Okay.
My mother turned 73 yesterday.
Oh, man.
After 50-some years together, this is extremely, extremely
difficult.
Hard on my mom.
Yeah.
And, we're all just kind of trying to band together and ride this through.
Yeah.
But we don't look for my dad to come home. I just pray, you know, God's will take over. Don't let him suffer, Lord.
And what is he suffering from? What's he got?
Well, he was fighting cancer to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And since then he's had other problems and stuff. A bacterial infection, I don't know. We don't know where that came from or anything. But, he's not only sedated, they give him a paralytic.
Oh.
Because when he starts to awaken, he starts fighting.
Sure.
And, if you ever try to handle a guy like a Navy SEAL like that, And
it makes it rough.
They've told us that we probably won't get him home.
Yeah.
If we did, my dad's looking a year and not knowing it.
Right, I know. It's horrible for the family. And we'll just say some prayers for you and all your family, and we're praying for you.
We deeply appreciate all that. We love you all.
Yeah.
It's prayers that's getting us through this, believe me.
You bet. And also for Yola, because I'm not sure when she's going to be coming home from the hospital. And
I chatted with her a little bit today.
Okay.
That... We need her home. And we're getting so close. We're getting so close here, people.
I know.
So close to, are we going to have a chance? And
I know.
And here, a lot of people are like, what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? The difference is this. I think we can, if we take the Senate with, and the, instill more Tea Party type people, true conservatives and stuff.
Right.
In Congress, we can slow down any forward moving of this progressive agenda.
Yeah.
And in 2016, see somebody else step in here that can steer us more in the direction.
Yeah, if we get Romney in, then it will give me time to build my own bunker.
that's
the only thing
thought of it that way, but yeah, that is true.
So we're going to, all our prayers are going for you and Yola and Chuck, and also for Mike from the hot seat, because his wife has got high blood pressure. She was in the hospital. She's got the baby twins getting ready to pop, so... Oh, man, we're all worried about – I'm more worried about her, because I think those kids are probably healthy as horses. But I'm really worried about her. So I've been praying for everybody. My list gets longer by the minute. So, yeah.
Well, it's kind of a sign of the times we're in, Linda. I mean, you look at everything else that's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe that you're going to see a lot of the good people taken out before the end.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people I don't want to see suffer through what's going to come. But the next couple of years are going to be...
real crazy. Yeah, because I think as far as, the financial crisis, I expect it any time between now and, say, next June. Easy.
Yeah, there is no way out of that. I don't care what any one of them says. There's just no way out of it. You can't keep borrowing your interest that you're paying on your debt.
But what I'm thinking, because if we could
get... And then
get,
you want to spend more. What the hell?
I know. If we get some breathing room and Romney does get in and we get a little bit of breath of fresh air, then I can go full force against Agenda 21. If the other one gets in, I might as well just... I don't know what I'm going to do besides find the cyanide or something. I don't know.
Well, you ever see that movie, Jeremiah Johnson?
I think so. Long time ago.
Guy goes up in the wilderness?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be me.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know what you can do, because, see, I say that and I can't do that because I could not leave these people here.
Right.
I just can't do that. It's not in me to do that.
No, you're going to protect family.
I'm going to try to protect. I'm going to try to defend. That's, I believe, one of the reasons God created me. I'm here to defend those that can't defend themselves.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And I don't mind. It's, as long as it's a rightful thing that I do. I don't have to do it physically. I do it right now. We all do it.
Exactly.
We're defending God. We're defending, things. And I'm glad to see that there's a Christian movement waking up to the fact that you can't just sit back and be quiet while your religion and your God is being thrown out.
Yeah, did you see the black pastor on YouTube? I can't remember which one it was, but he was blasting the Democrat Party big time, and he was talking about, I don't know if he mentioned Margaret Sanger's name like Glenn does, but boy, he was talking about Planned Parenthood up one side and down the other, and he was, he laid into it. He says, you guys got to be kidding me. He says, you got to run away from that Democrat Party, because over 100 years ago, people were forced into slavery. Now you guys are marching into it on your own. Are you crazy? you're walking right into it.
Well, there is a black movement waking up, and I applaud them. And they see the truth. Now that's not to say there won't be problems in race relations.
I know,
but I think there's less when it's being promoted as an issue the way that Obama Jesse Jackson and others have done. I'd rather sit down and talk with people like Alveda King and Thomas Sowell and these kinds of people.
Alan West.
And
there are so many good people.
But I got to tell you, Thomas Sowell, his wisdom, his intelligence.
He's decent.
Why don't we ever get someone with a brain like that for president?
he's too smart. He doesn't want all the dirt.
I'm telling you, you could have took the last 20 presidents. They don't have his intelligence.
I know. I agree. Well, he understands the von Mises theory and the Bastiat and the, you know, the Milton Friedman's, and he understands economics. These people in Washington.
He understands reality.
Yeah. The people in D.C., those idiots, the 535, oh, my Lord. I'm surprised that they can even balance their own stupid wallets, let alone, you know, anything else.
Did you see the Joe Biden gaffe today?
No, I missed it. Tell me.
Oh, God. This is a good one. We can't go around raising taxes on people, the middle class. The middle class has been crushed the last 4 years, unquote.
Oh, my God, I love it. Let him keep talking. Let him keep talking. Oh, he's the best. He's the best for our side, man. Wow. Poor old Vomit. With friends like that, you don't need enemies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Oh, and then there was another one. I got to tell you what Savage did on his last show. He's going to go to the internet and do some other syndicated radio shows once he gets up and running, because he had a lawsuit. He didn't want to keep the contract with who he was with. So anyway, he's more or less on the internet. But when he was on the air, I think it was the second hour, and he had 45 minutes of this, and he had real callers calling in. And remember the Clint Eastwood deal with the empty chair? Well, so
still got an empty chair in my front yard.
Here's Savage. He says, I've got an empty chair here. And he says, I'm going to pretend like Mitt Romney's in there. And I want you callers to ask Mitt Romney some hard-hitting, heavy-duty questions. So the callers are calling in. They're asking these great questions you wish to God somebody in the media would ask anyone, you know. And they're saying, you know, about the Libya situation, the Fast and Furious, and, you know, the economy. And so then Michael Savage goes, he says, well, Mr. Romney, what's your answer to that question? All you hear is a dial tone. And then the next time he does another caller and they ask a really smart question, and he says, do you have an answer for that, Mr. Romney? And then you hear the burping sound. It was the best 45 minutes. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. It was fabulous. He did the best radio show that night, man. It was so much fun. Yeah, he had real callers call it. It was beautiful. Dial tone. Because that's what you get. You know, and I'm giving kudos to Romney. I'm praying that he's a better debater than the other one. So we will have two master debaters on the air tomorrow. Absolutely. And that will be in the evening. Driving me nuts. But I want to watch it so I can see the train wreck in person, you know, see what happens.
Well, I'm amazed it wasn't tonight, because it seems like everything, primaries and everything else, even election night, is on Tuesday.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's when all the stuff hits the fan.
I got to wonder, did Hollis know that?
Dang him. I'm hoping that that Hollis can get back on the air with us, you know, but we'll see how it goes. I know he's busy, and even Ron, he's probably on the road driving back from his work, because he's got further to go. So
I love Hollis's rants.
Yes.
When Hollis goes off, and believe me, there's times, and today I could go off easily on almost any subject.
I know.
But going down here to the VA hospital, you know, I'm around a lot of veterans down there and a lot of other people, and you don't see nothing for Obama. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nowhere down in there.
Yeah,
there.
You know, I was listening to part of, I have a half an hour left later to watch back the last half of it. There was a whole group of people, like this panel, talking about how they're skewing the poll numbers on, you know, Schmendrick face, which is one of the words I call him. But, you know, they think that they are skewed. I mean, I've heard this from so many people, not just Ann Coulter, but there was a, you know, he had Rick Santorum on there. He had a whole bunch of other people, you know, who do these things for a living. They write columns, they write books, you know, the whole nine yards. And what's happening is they're calling people on their cell phones, probably the ones who got the free phones from you know who, and anybody who's taken polls is probably not working, and all the good Republicans are working. You know, they're not going to poll them, and I think they are. I think they are.
Those polls are so bogus when you start looking at, I've seen recently the thing about people that are disenfranchised or whatever, people that aren't going to vote in this time and things like that, people, you know, have not committed and stuff.
It's the other side.
The numbers there tell you there is no way, because the Democrats, I got a lot of people that aren't going to support them this time.
Yes. In fact, there was,
well,
I think
I
it
mean,
was
there's two or a percentage of Republicans, but it's minute compared to what the Democrat side is. So, you know, there is no way the polls, and any poll, anytime when you really take engaging in how they're doing the polls,
right,
and the percentages they're doing the polls with, nobody, and I mean nobody, can guess exactly right, exactly the number, percentage of people that's going to vote this time.
No, that they're using
and
the old...
And how they're going to vote. Because
right, and they're
people
using
that
they're
going to vote one way, but when they get in the booth, we'll vote the other.
I think Dick Morris hit it. He says they're using the old 08 models. But then Sean Hannity had a guy on who does... He had a chart thing, and he had some kind of a method that he had come up with to figure out how the Electoral College is going to go, because that's the most important. And he thinks that Romney's got it by a landslide because of what's going on and how bad
this
economy
is. There's a computer model out of Colorado.
Okay. Maybe that was the one.
It's been accurate so many times in a row. And
exactly.
It's predicted a Romney landslide.
It was like 3 to 4 weeks ago, and Mark Levin was there, he was talking about, you know, the elections and all of the economy and everything, and these callers, I mean, one right after the other, they were Democrats or they're independents or whatever, and they voted for last time, and they said, no way, we're going for Romney, because they know. I mean, this was all practically like a good half hour of caller after caller. And then about a week ago on Greta's show, you know how she has a Twitter feed on the bottom of the screen? These tweets were coming in, like every single one of them, six in a row. We're not voting for Obama again. I mean, these guys were independent, coming off of Greta Wire.
It was
amazing.
But again, you had the problem of judges clearing the way for voter fraud.
Oh, sure.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And any one of them that says they're not, well, I'll tell them to their face they're a liar.
Good
because
for you, Bill.
That's exactly what they're doing. They are clearing the way for voter fraud. And for Eric Holder to say there's no cases, hell, they're everywhere. Every single state's got many cases of voter fraud from the last election in 2008. So Eric Holder, again, there's another liar. And
yeah,
that's
and
the kind of people we got in places of positions of responsibility over our safety and our laws and stuff. And what have we got?
My question
to Mitt Romney would be, Mitt, if you get elected, will you seek true justice for all those lawbreakers and what they have done the last 4 years?
Yeah, I know. You know what? Maybe that would be a good thing for me to do, is put a list together of all the questions I would have for someone that if I could get into the room, you know, for the debates and stuff. And Rod says, so obvious that even a dumb Democrat must see that. But you know what? There was some clown who's a dyed-in-the-wool Obama supporter. It doesn't matter, Rod. Whatever they hear, they see, they're not going to change it. You know, they excoriated Sean for talking about all the scandals. And they don't care. I mean, the guy could, you know, do whatever on TV with no clothes on, and they'll still vote for him.
The public's not getting it. Linda, there is a vast majority of this country that doesn't get Fox News or Glenn Beck and stuff, and you got or Breitbart or any of this. A large part of the country in rural areas and stuff, and all they get is the local networks, and the networks locally are worse than the mainstream media. It is 100% Obama stuff.
Right.
Like
and
I said, my,
you know, even, yeah, the reason that I, yeah, the reason that I know that these people are uninformed. I've been on the phones with every district. I've walked precincts. Every time I talk to people and say, you know, have you thought about this candidate or whatever? Have you made up your mind yet? You know, because our vote-in by mail ballots are coming out within a few days. I just got my sample ballot today. These people don't even know the mayor of Oceanside, let alone the incumbent one, let alone what's going on anything else. These people at this 11th hour of getting ready to vote have declared themselves undecided on every issue. So now I know. I can see the allegory of the cave. These people are just, you know, they have their heads in the nether region. I'm telling you. This is it. This is what's going on. They don't know one-tenth of what we've learned, Bill, over the past 6, 4 years, whatever. You know, not one-tenth. So this is what you're dealing with. There's nothing we can do to change a lot of them, but we can. That's why I'm on the phones with people.
Well,
I'm, I'm phone banking for Sherry. I'm phone banking for Jim Wood. You know, I'm doing all this stuff, trying to get the right people in there. And once that city council seated, I don't give a rat's behind who it is. I'll be on their doorstep, whether I phone bank for them or not, and I'm going to tell them, you are not going to implement Agenda 21 as long as I draw breath, and I'm not going to get off, you know, my soapbox until they listen to me. That's that simple. I'm not playing no more.
You'll see me everywhere I go. If I get a chance to start talking, I'll end up having a small crowd around me while I'm talking. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It makes me feel like I'm doing something useful. Because I always tell them, go look these things up. Go look these things up. Don't take what I'm telling you. Go look them up. If I'm giving you enough reason by telling you the things that I do that you will at least go look one or two of these things up. Because once you do and you see that I'm telling you the truth, you'll be hooked just as I am.
Right. Many
because
people
you,
will not do
you
that.
Will
I
not
know.
Stand for the crap they're getting ready to do to us.
Yeah, many will not see the truth no matter what you put in front of them, Bill. They won't. But that's why I take my items with me. When I spoke to the mayor in his office, I got 20 minutes audience with him, and there was only one other person in the room, and that was Esther Sanchez. She's councilwoman, her aide, so she could take notes because the other lady wasn't there. Anyway, so I brought my Glenn Beck chalkboard. I spelled it out perfectly. I gave them handouts. I said, this is what's going on. This is what the ideology is. I said, they do not want you to have a car. I'm telling you, this is the end game. Whether they listen or not, I laid it out for them. I'm not going to give up on it. I'm not.
I got a lot of friends, and around this area, there are a lot of auto parts, deals with auto parts, anything to do with auto stuff. And I'm telling them all, your high ride here is getting ready to slow down. And you're not even aware of it.
Right.
Because under Agenda 21, there'll be no private vehicles. So where do you think all those jobs, you think you're going to keep on making cars when nobody's driving them? You think they're still going to need headlights if nobody's got a car? Or are they still going to need wheel bearings, things like this and that, when no one has cars? It's crazy.
Okay, I got Robert on the line, so I'm going to pick him up. Hey, how are you doing?
It's Linda. What's going on? I just got off the phone. I got off the phone with Ambassador Bolton in Florida.
Uh oh. Anyway, we got Minister Grock in. I don't know if that's a person that we've gotten on our side or not, but welcome. We're just talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about all these issues, and we had a huge meeting about a lot of this smart growth stuff, and we're going to do another candidate situation where we're going to invite these people in, whether they have the election or not, basically to thoroughly educate them on the sustainable development stuff. And I said, I'd like to do the opening, and then please let Mary Baker, my friend, do the smart growth part because she's got it down pat. And we could do that. So whatever Ken wants to do with that, that'll be great. So we'll see down the road how that works out. We are going to educate people, Bill, especially in the local city council. That's where we got to go.
And that's why I hope that Romney beats Obama to give me the time to continue to educate people.
Absolutely.
So that we can get somebody in 2016 that knows what's going on.
Oh, I
know.
Someone
who's up on things.
Absolutely.
And I think by that time, politicians are going to come to the realization that the American public is a whole lot more intelligent, smarter, and courageous than they could ever give them credit for being.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's pray for Ted Cruz, because like I said, he was the only one as a senatorial candidate, which I told my mayor this too in his office. I said, he's the only one that I know of that has ever gone on a national radio station, Glenn Beck, by the way, and talked about Agenda 21 and understands it, hates it, wants to fight it. I'm like, yay, and he's going for Texas. Let's pray for him, too.
And you got a guy, you got Ron Deardorff, ex-professional football player running for office. He's on the same thing. He's against Agenda 21.
Good.
He's putting it out there.
And here's the thing, you know, the more people we can get like that, and they will stand up and speak. And Glenn told Ted Cruz, he says, he says, if you get in, he says, I'm going to watch you like a hawk. And Ted says, I want you to. And Glenn says, oh, don't worry. It was great.
Yeah, because it's true. It's going to happen now.
You bet.
The public is waking up, and the more it wakes up, the more they're going to be watching. You got to realize, if the public was 80% awake right now to the truth.
I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, there would be bloodshed.
Yeah, that's right. There'd be a revolution.
Oh, yeah. They would be stomping people into the White House would be stomped into the ground because they would just go berserk if they knew the whole truth.
The truth.
But let's be realistic. I always want to always throw this in here. It's not just the one party, people, that's been doing this.
All
it
of
is
them.
Both parties. The establishment of both parties has been betraying the people.
For 130 years, absolutely. What was it you were saying about somebody? Were you calling a bad word?
No. I said Ambassador Boltley. I was on a conference call with Ambassador Bolton tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. You know, he's a really smart guy, you know. I don't know why he didn't run for president. He would have made a great president. I think he would have been a great president.
I couldn't hear what you said. Got it. Okay. Yeah, he's pretty smart.
I think he'd be a better Secretary of State than what we got.
Oh, Lord. Oh, anything more. Bill, I could fill that shoes better than that thing. At least I'm not a she-devil. It's the truth. Any one of us, please.
Is she in relation to Condoleezza Rice?
No,
I was talking about Hillary Clinton, Robert.
I would give him
a higher job than Susan Rice's. I don't know if she's related to Condi or not, but she's definitely an idiot.
If
for nothing else, for letting them put her out there like that on these networks telling a lie.
And look, Bill, go through the names. Look, this whole administration is a sham.
Look at the kinds of people he has picked as czars and stuff.
Oh,
some
my Lord.
Some of the weirdest, most perverted.
Yep, just
most,
like he is.
Yeah,
just
anti-American.
Mm-hmm. Baby and socialist. Pervert. Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
And all of them at the beck and call and command of George Soros.
Sure. Yeah, they're all, I know. And
anytime somebody says Cook Brother to me, I say George Soros, they shut up.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, you know, it's really a shame. I mean, we can look at every single one of them. We've got the David Axelbrain. We've got Susan Rice. I have names for most of them. We've got Hilda Beast. We had Rombo Deadfish Emmanuel. And, of course, the other czar is the, you know, Ezekiel Emmanuel. And those two are the Mengele brothers.
Oh, yeah. Ezekiel, the one who wants eugenics practice.
Eugenics, of course. Absolutely. And then we have Kevin Jennings, the gay and lesbian czar, who was the school safety czar. I don't know what they probably sent him over to the Center for American Progress. God knows where, you know, God knows. I can't. And then they had Anita Dunn, the Mao worshiper, and we had Van Jones, the self-avowed communist, who's, you know, the green job czar who wants to, you know, give all the wealth to the Indians.
He's a social antagonist. That's his thing. Yeah,
he's a
you know, there are certain there are certain people in the world. You put three people in a room, and one of them will start a fight between the other two.
Sure.
That's Van Jones.
Well, yeah, he's the Al Not So Sharpton and the Jesse Jerkson of that ilk. I know the whole thing. It's crazy. We got him everywhere, and then we have and tomorrow I'm going to read this thing that I got from the David Horowitz Center. You guys are going to love it. But talking about the public sector unions, and it's pretty interesting piece that I was going to go through. It's just amazing what's been going on, and I'm very 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 happy that. Go ahead.
The depth of the SEIU involvement in this administration. Do you know the SEIU went into healthcare and that kind of stuff, so that
sure.
when this healthcare law passes, they will be one of those 15 bureaucracies.
Of the death panels. And,
yeah.
Right. And SEIU spending tons and tons of money here in California, like I said, to try to get us to not vote yes on 32, which would actually help us break some of the backs of the unions here that are just strangling California. And then, we have Moonbeam. He's signing into law all these evil things. Plus the high-speed rail. I don't know why. Why does he think there's going to be any – he doesn't need smart growth. There's not going to be any growth. It's going to be a ghost state. Everybody that has brains is leaving. I mean, there was one, Comcast is leaving. They're sending, like, the majority of their stuff out of here to Texas and to other places because we have no business-friendly situation here. Everyone's taxed to death. You should see what they put my friend Ron Nugent, no relation to Ted Nugent, but he's a master chef. He's got a restaurant. What they put him through just to keep his restaurant up and running. And then they want to raise the minimum wage. He'll go out of business, the poor guy. They tax their equipment in California. It's unbelievable. Every year. It's sickening.
Well,
what they,
you got to realize, for the government, in order for them to spend more money, they got to show more collateral. So they start raising more taxing you for things. And they will tax you for some of the most ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Then they start adding fines for this and fines for that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's on the way to being totally enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
And as that one black minister said, instead of fighting it, we're walking right into it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's despotism. We've had
your governor out there. He wouldn't win an election in Indiana. I mean, he couldn't beat David Letterman even, and we hate David Letterman.
I know. You know, I was very happy to see that Scott Walker survived that recall situation. So this tells you something, Bill, that the country's finally getting it.
And then look, a liberal judge comes up and strikes down everything he did.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Well, they're still fighting it. There's appeals going all over the place. You know, he's still the governor. He's going to do his stuff. He's got a lot of support, thank God. So I think things are turning around. People, like I said, the swing states, Virginia, all these places where these people are going to be out of work very soon from the coal plants, EPA shutting down all this stuff. They know it.
And you got to, you know, they caught on to the locks. Dang it.
Which one?
The deal today where Obama was trying to tell these unions and stuff or whatever, he's going to pay the bills if they get sued in court because he wants them to hold off laying off until after the election. And you got to wonder how many others have done that. See, I'm here where Cummins Engines is at, and Cummins Engines has a big contract with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And Cummins Engines was supposed to be laying off a bunch of people, and they had to go to a little meeting and came back, and so they're not going to really lay people off. So, you know, I got to wonder, are they waiting until after the election to do it?
Well, I'm not sure, but wasn't there another thing about the defense contracts, and they were supposed to give them the notices of 90 days pink slip
That's
thing?
That's what I'm talking about, see.
Okay.
Cummins has defense contracts. They make diesel motors and stuff for the military.
Yeah, no, he's begging them not to put out to do the, what you call it, the what's
layoffs
required by law. It's the Warren Act, where they warn them.
Yeah, the Warren Act.
Coming. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's violating the Warren Act. And he thinks he can, after he gets reelected, he can get the Republicans to go along with him doing it.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
I heard that last song.
But it's us paying the lawsuits, Rod.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And
that
has to do the payback to the union members.
There's one thing I didn't understand, Bill. I didn't understand this. And correct me if I'm wrong. The way I heard it last night from Judge Palantano is that he said when someone gets laid off, right? When the employers get laid off and they're in jeopardized of their jobs and everything, instead of the employers paying for the taxes of the layoffs, guess who's going to have to pay for the taxes for the layoffs?
We do.
Oh, exactly. That's my point. I wanted to bring that
whole
out.
Point. Oh, I tell the liberal that the government doesn't have any money, that it's you paying the bill, not the government.
No, they want.
They don't believe
you.
The government is spending the government's own money. It's not their money.
It's bizarre.
I mean, it goes all the way. This argument goes so far back, Robert.
It was argued about the government's involvement in charities and stuff. It was the same thing then. It is not your money. It is the taxpayers' money. Without consent, you shouldn't be spending it.
Yeah, but Bill, but the president signed it into law yesterday. He signed it. He made it law. That's unconstitutional.
He can't make law. He does it all the time, but he does executive orders.
Half of those
he does are unconstitutional. His amnesty deal he's done. He don't have the right to do that.
And now we got
he doesn't have the power to do that.
It's horrible what's going on that border. And I'm glad Univision did what it did, because there was Glenn did a piece on it too, because he showed the pictures of the, there were 60 teenagers that got, this is in Mexico, that were shut up. Oh yeah, lovely.
Well,
just dead.
You know, even though I fight against illegal immigration, I still have nothing against the Mexican people. And it sickens me to see that my government would be responsible for those kinds of things happening. I want the Mexican people to enjoy freedom the same way that we had here. And the only way they can do that is they got to stay there and take control of that government that's just as corrupt as this government.
I know. It's gone beyond. I can't even – well, the bad news is it's already in our border towns, and it's all over the United States. It's not just the border, because they've infiltrated everywhere, you know, with the beheadings. And who do you think these cartels are learning how to behead from? Hezbollah and Hamas.
Well,
they're down there.
I got to tell you too, but that's part of that part of the nation, the world's culture there too.
True, but I have a feeling.
I don't know if they're doing it that as symbolic to the Mayans or whatever, or
could be. It's pretty bad. It wouldn't nothing would surprise me anymore. And it's gotten. And you know,
the fact they do it.
What people don't understand. Yeah, what people don't understand is. You know, every day that I wake up and the birds are chirping and I haven't got a Holocaust on my doorstep, I thank the Lord, because it could be here. Look around you. And I'm not just talking about the new Ottoman Empire coming. We've got the drug cartels. We've got our own government, you know.
You've got the drug cartel. The Sinali drug cartel claiming that the Obama administration, the DOJ and him, whoever, made a deal with them on this guns deal. And was allowing them to traffic huge amounts of drugs to Chicago.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And they were giving the DOJ their competition's names and this and that, and so they could go after them.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, like I said.
And the Mexican government is backing that up.
Yeah, and you know, how long until my own little neighborhood and my house is unsecure anymore, you know? I that's why I fight so hard. That's why I do what I do, because I want to try to maintain some sort of sanity and not have anarchy in my own city, you know? And it's frightening. I mean, I'm well equipped to take care of my mom and me, but I keep telling my neighbors, you guys got to come and help me reload, man, because my mom can't hold that gun. So, I tell you, and I don't even want to think about it, but look what's coming at us. Look what could very easily happen.
What's coming at us is the government controlling all our water, the government controlling all our food, the government controlling all our health care issues, the government controlling all our education, the government controlling all
transportation.
Yeah, all
energy.
The work and labors and stuff. The government controlling everything. How long a shower you can take.
Oh, yeah. What kind of food you can have in your own house. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. What you can grow.
Oh, yeah.
To control the food, they're going to have to come in and tell you what you can and can't grow in your gardens and in your yard and your property.
That
was already in a Senate bill before, 501, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it?
And it was in cap and trade.
Oh, God.
Oh. Cap and trade is already in fruition in Florida because the power bill doesn't go down.
Robert, you can think that the cap and trade is in Florida because they went around that and doing things through the EPA. And well, cap and trade does a lot more than just the little parts we've mentioned. It's like every other bill. They always add stuff in it that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, we have. We actually have what's called cap and trade in California under Moonbeam Brown. It's AB 32, and I think that Arnold Steroid Strudel signed that one. So,
yes, he did.
Oh, God. And then there was another one, a subsequent one.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda, but California signed on the cap and trade. California signed on to Agenda 21.
Yep.
Everything, if you want to see what kind of bullcrap's coming at the rest of the country, all you got to do is look at California. Because your elected people there, the ones in control, are bringing all the socialism and stuff about.
And we'll
I'm sorry, but I got to feel like if I was looking at the United States and the biggest centers of immorality in this country, one's in California and one's in New York.
Oh, I know.
Great the country would be without those kinds of influences.
Absolutely. Well, one of the guys who, his name is Jeff Schwick, and he's the SoCal Patriots, and I've sent you things from him because he's like really hot on the anti-immigration, illegal immigration stuff here. And he says we are we're so close now because they were talking about this a year ago. He says, just let Brown step in it a little bit more and we're going to recall him because ICE has got a special fund, his PAC, because he never uses his money because he doesn't need it. And he says he will help fund it. And he says we need like 1.6 or whatever million signatures to recall this clown. He says we can get those. And, you know, we can get money from – and he says, all we need is a decent candidate that we all agree on to run against him, and we can do it. So I says, who do you have in mind? He says, Tom McClintock. And I kind of like Tom. He's not bad. He's more conservative than anything I've seen out there in California for a long time. So – because I've actually been on telephone conference calls with him and heard his ideas on the economy and different – you know, the – he's – totally adamant against public sector unions and cap and trade and all that stuff. Now, I don't know his take on the EPA. I don't know because I didn't get a chance to ask. But, you know, it's tough. I think we're real close now to getting something going. I'll have to email Jeff and find out if they are serious about recalling because I'd love to champion that. Right now, we're so exhausted with this November election. We're going to have to wait till maybe January and just go after the guy. We can do it.
I think we should. Unfortunately,
we got steroid strudel in there after we recalled Gumby, but we actually got through that whole process and there was like 300, I can't remember, it was a ridiculous amount of numbers of names on the ballot who were running back then, including Michael Jackson. It was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, the land of fruits and nuts. I think Larry Flint was on there too, wheelchair and all. Unbelievable. But,
well,
I mean,
you know, did you see where 60 Minutes grilled the hell out of steroid?
No, I saw Schwartz and Housekeeper on Hannity, you know, crying in his beer about his affair. Yeah, right. What a schmuck. Oh, my God.
He's Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
No shame.
Yep.
No shame.
You know.
None of them have no shame.
I'm sorry, Arnold. Muscles that can't do the job don't impress me. You're not Magnuster Magnuson.
He's just, I don't know. It's really sad because he talked a good game and you know, nobody realized,
now,
you know, how far the left.
And he's whining because he made mistakes. Well, learn from the mistakes, take the responsibility, and move forward. But crying about it and trying to sell books crying about it.
I wouldn't go see a rerun. I wouldn't go see nothing. I wouldn't give him one penny for any kind of support. I think he's just was bad for California and also, you know, naturally his private life. I'm sorry, but when you're in the public figures like that, they live in a glass house. It's going to come out. They're going to find out, you know, and so you just should mind your P's and Q's.
Well, like we said, I mean, if people can't pay their own taxes, and have affairs while they're in public office. I mean, my God. I mean, what else do we have to look forward to, you know?
If a person's spouse can't trust them, how can you?
Yeah, that what he did to that lady, I know that Maria Shriver is a Kennedy, and she's probably a lefty, but, yeah,
oh,
she didn't deserve
that. Lefty.
But she doesn't deserve that. Yeah.
Well...
Uh-oh.
I tell you, you got to know
that that wasn't the only woman Arnold had affairs with.
Oh,
and
Lord, I'm
she's
sure
a
not.
Kennedy. She's a Kennedy. Come
yeah.
on. Who
yep.
knows what she's done?
Yeah.
Her political stances and rants
mm-hmm.
were on the level of a they were out there and such strong anti-American kind of
sure.
ism, progressivism coming out of her mouth. And I only seen two Kennedys I ever respected. Teddy Kennedy was not one of them.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing what happens, you know, especially when you look in hindsight of different people. In fact, at my meeting, I was kind of dropping a few hints to the guy who was running the meeting. And he's running for, I think it's a council seat in his district. And he's a total champion of Ronald Reagan. Well, I know Ronald had a lot of great ideas, et cetera. But there were things about, maybe he changed when he was in the White House. But
there
when
were
he
flaws.
Was, when he, yeah, when he was governor, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this gentleman the 1974 report on regionalism, and that was when Ronald was in the governorship, and this is how far back this Agenda 21 actually goes, and send him a couple other things just to whet his appetite and see if he'll do some homework, you know. Just I'm not going to say anything like, you know, you got to believe this, and you know, you're an idiot if you don't. No, I'm not going to go that way. Just say, here, chew on this for a while, see if, you know, what you think, whatever, do your own homework. That's all you can do. You can't, you know, I just want them to know that these people are not saints by any stretch. So
No, they're not. And it was really, I don't know how to say it. When I was digging into it, and I was figuring out that, oh, my God, both sides are doing this
yep.
to the American people. The thoughts that run through my head about, oh, my God, what do we do? What do we do, you know, at that time? Because it was all new to me, the things.
Right.
I had stumbled into it doing research on against illegal immigration. And
uh-huh.
I had a friend of mine who was awakened to it probably 15 years prior to me and had talked about it, had showed me some papers one time that he had came upon, let's say.
Sure. Yeah.
He's a hacker.
Okay.
And he wouldn't let me copy the papers. He wouldn't
print
me all copies. Yeah, all I could do was sit there and read it. Couldn't take it with me. I could just
wow.
sit there and read it. So I sit there and I read through it, and it was just the most eye-waking moment
sure.
at that time. But I kind of blew it off because there was a part of it in it that just, like, I can't go along with that. I have since come back to the realization that that part was just as true as the rest of it.
Yeah.
And kudos to him for being awake that much earlier than
sure.
I was, and who knows how many people are awake further than him are still awake.
Right.
But anything that you find where the government is plotting something, if you bring it
yep.
to light, will automatically be labeled by the media and the government as a conspiracy theory.
Sure.
Wasn't that when we first started talking about the Bilderbergs, the media, what media
oh, yeah.
would even talk about it, the media and the government and everything else. Well, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. Well, now we know that was a lie the entire
yep,
time.
Absolutely.
And the Bilderbergs did exist.
Alex Jones was out with a bullhorn. That was cool. And, he, you know, I'm sure he has private security because they would love to, you know, take him out like they did Breitbart. But,
oh, yeah.
you know, it's sad. Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but I know they did it. I wouldn't surprise me one iota. Look what they
I wouldn't
did.
I wouldn't want Alan's life because anywhere he goes and stuff, he's always got to watch out.
Right.
You know, because you never know. I don't know if Breitbart was an amazingly brave man.
Yeah.
I have
got
seen him
killed.
Stand out in the liberal crowds, and you're
sure.
thinking with the unions, I'm thinking, oh, man, and him win.
Yeah,
him
and
win
you know
the
what?
Argument.
Yeah, he was brave, but I think that too much bravery got him in trouble. That's what I think. So, who knows?
Well, we don't know what God's will was, because it has made Andrew a martyr.
Well,
and
that
everywhere
too.
You can look all over the places, and you're seeing we are Breitbart. We are Breitbart.
Yep.
And we have the network and the media and the reporting
uh-huh.
that's still done on Breitbart News
yep.
is great. And they have made Andrew bigger than he was in life. And I think Andrew's name will continue to be hailed.
And
I
know that.
I hate that we lost him.
I hate
it.
I know.
Because I really look forward to hearing anything he talked about.
Right. But
I'm
the other guy
celebrate. I'm going to celebrate the fact that he may be gone, but his name and what his vision was living on.
Yep. And the other one who I guess we lost Robert, but he may call back in. The James O'Keefe is still doing citizen journalism. He's a champion. And he goes around and he
I just saw his recent when he recently did the whole thing about digging holes.
Oh my gosh.
With the union. And I'm like, oh my. But the sad part I'm laughing is because it's true.
I know. It is sad because but I think that was his latest one, and he's always trying to uncover things, which is good. He was speaking at our thing when we had our citizen journalism meeting down in San Diego. I've gotten to hang out with the greatest people, and the lady I'm phone banking for today, I've met her a gazillion times at all these Tea Party rallies and different things. Her name's Sherry Hodges. She's in my district, which is a pretty large district, covers quite a few little towns here. And she's going for state assembly, and she's going up against this guy, Rocky Chavez, who calls himself a Republican. Oh, please. He's not even a rhino. This guy should just say Democrat. I mean, so, you know, and when people ask me on the phone, and I explain, I said, yes, he is a registered Republican. I said, they're the only two on the ballot. I said, but if you would like a conservative, Sherry Hodges is your girl. I actually said that a couple times today. I swayed some people. It was great. It was really cool. Because some of these people haven't even figured out who they're. How do you not
see,
know who you? Oh my God!
You're talking about swaying people, and there was our job, and where we failed is we're too busy trying to sway this or that when we should be trying to sway those that are on the Electoral College.
Absolutely.
And you know who they are. Each state they've got a list of who they are.
I know.
Those are the ones you're supposed to be trying to sway.
Exactly. Yeah, and my problem is at this point I am stretched out so thin. You know, I need to clone myself to do that. I wish I had a task.
I've got a haunted barn going on. I've got my trying to keep up with what's going on and this stuff and everything.
Right.
I've got to deal with my dad, and I'm trying to help take care of my mom and keep up with her property, my property.
Absolutely.
Six kids, 14 grandkids. Oh my God.
I don't know how you're doing it. Yeah, that's a tough one. You need to take a break.
I'm doing it because of God.
Yep.
That's the only way I'm surviving and doing this. And my poor wife, she's works at Cummins, and she's afraid there may be a layoff and stuff. So she's like, she did a double shift yesterday and
sure.
worked 10 hours a day and stuff.
Oh,
and she's sleeping right at the moment, probably getting ready to get up and go to work. And
Lord, does she work at nights?
Yes, she likes third shift.
Wow.
And so
we'll spend
most of the morning time together.
Yep.
And she'll go to bed, and then she'll get up about an hour before she goes to work, and we'll spend that time. I'll have her supper heated.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. Oh, you guys, I don't know how you're getting through it. That's real tough. And now, how's her
you
mom
know,
doing?
How's
Jolene's mom doing?
Jolene's mom? Well, again, there's another one. She has her moments where she does well, and she has her other moments where her blood pressure goes out of control and stuff. And she's a few years older than my mom and dad. So, I don't know. We don't know day to day what's going to happen with either one.
Yeah, I know. That's real tough.
But you know, we're walking by faith, Linda.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
That's all we got is our faith. And we hang on to that like our ancestors have done, our grandparents did, our parents have done. We hang on to that.
You know, the thing is, when you know, as everyone gets older, we can't keep our parents forever. And so that's why we have to do what we do, and we cherish them, because once they're gone, they are gone. And I, you know, hey, Ron, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. We've got a few minutes left. We're just talking about everything under the sun and all the things we're praying about. And we've covered everything from illegal immigration to Agenda 21 to Obama to Schwartz and Strudel and, you know, the rest of them.
To Michelle Obama telling you what you can and can't eat at your house.
Oh, she's something else, that one. Don't get me started on that one. Yeah, exactly. That's what we do. My mom says she talks to my dad every day, just, you know, through the cosmos. She calls it.
I think they're waiting on us. I think those that go on are waiting on us.
Yeah, my sister said she had a really vivid dream about my dad, and my sister's like so in tune with the other side, I can't believe it. She says, I don't want to be, she says, but I am. And so she said she actually had a conversation, and she says, hey, what have you been doing? And he said, oh, just hanging out with the family. And so she says, how are you? And he says, but I've been taking care of a little baby. And so, you know, Mom and I looked at each other, and the only one we could think of was the child that my niece lost on her first try with her husband a few years back. But anyway, so, and it was like really bizarre. Yeah, so he's doing fine.
I've had that question asked several times. Don't you worry about what you do, that someone will come after you? Because, you know, I've been out in the public too, quite a lot with it. And I know I've had crowds standing where illegals was in it, and they did not like what I was saying.
Right.
Don't you worry about someone shooting you. I said, man, if I'd have worried about that, I learned to quit worrying about that a long time ago. I said, I don't worry about those kinds of things. I said, well, I'm going to tell you why. Because I know where I'm going to head.
Exactly.
I know where I'm going.
If you push me to put me there,
you've done me a favor.
Yeah, I just want it to be a fair fight, Bill. You know, if they're going to be shooting at me, I want something on my hip to fight back with.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to just lay down for somebody. But
yeah.
The point is, why should I fear a better life?
Absolutely. Well, I know. I mean, you got that dichotomy.
Isn't it about going to heaven and just being totally enveloped in God's love? Well, I'm for that. Do it right now.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't because that's not how it's supposed to go. Hot Seat said, listening, and I hope he heard us talking about our prayers going out to him and his wife and the kids and everything. And that's really great that Hot Seat's listening to our show. Hello, Mike. Say hi to your family. I think I was telling Bill earlier that they were going to do the inducing, and those kids are so ready to come out. They're probably healthy as horses. I'm worried about the mom right now. I want her to get through this big time.
Yes. Yeah, we want everybody to be healthy.
Oh, absolutely. I'd hate to see poor Mike trying to take care of those twins by himself. Oh, Lord forbid. Bite my tongue.
Oh, my God. I am so thankful I didn't have twins.
Oh, they're going to have so much fun. We got to get the wife through this. Yeah. So our prayers are going out to everybody.
I survived the six I got.
Oh, my God.
And none of them was a twin, so I was lucky there. It was odd because we should be in line for it. My real father was a twin. My wife's mother is a twin. So you would think it would be there. But we haven't had a twin in our family, so I'm kind of grateful.
They didn't have on Jenny's side, and they had some previously in his side, but it wasn't meant to be. So that was okay. They've got two gorgeous girls, and I think they're kind of done. So whatever they're using, birth control wise, it's working fine.
My partner said that's because they're waiting. It's all going to come out in the next generation. You're going to have 20 sets of twins.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord. Well, these guys have two girls, and one's going to be 5, and the other one just turned 7, so they're just as cute as buttons. But, yeah, we've got a good group here, you know. Everybody's pretty close. We try to always try to stay close and keep in contact.
Dang.
Says, Sending Home says...
6 pounds,
Mike
9 ounces, Nicholas. And 5 pounds, 9 ounces.
Oh, wow. They're
Holy
able to
crap.
Do that. Oh, my gosh. They're able to
Poor
weigh them. How funny.
Poor woman.
Well, that's not bad, though. Each individually, they're not that big.
I
mean,
I had
but
a friend
together, yeah.
Whose wife had a baby over 10 pounds. And he's sitting there, and goes, and she didn't have no problems. And the
oh
look
gosh.
She gave him.
Oh, yeah.
That was a whole different story.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Somebody's about to die. Uh-oh. Got to keep learn when to hold them and when to fold them. Right, Bill?
That's
oh, my
right.
gosh. Yeah. So, yeah, we, oh, Lord. Boy, I don't know how you guys.
I was I was like 7 pounds, 14 ounces.
Well, that's kind of average, though, not huge. But.
And my oldest son was 7 pounds, 12 ounces. My
yeah.
middle son was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. And my youngest son was 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
Well, I was going to tell Ron, because he's the only one in the chat room right now, and Mike, if he's listening. We had Robert on the line, but either he dropped off, I don't know whether his phone went bonkers or he had something to do, but yeah, we...
Could have
we
been a Jewish off. Thing.
I don't know. I hope it wasn't the smart meter guy again. Oh, man, that would be bad. It's just bad. That's too funny. So
I can't help it. Ron painted this image of Robert in my head.
Oh,
and
Lord,
I
know.
Until I see Robert, I won't be able to get rid of that image.
Well, we've got to stay well and healthy, and I'll get to the reunion next year and hang out. So let's see, his son was 8 pounds. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that is... Oh, that's like twins right there. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. He's typing. Yeah, it's funny. So anything else you need to rant about? Because we covered a lot of stuff. But we've got 10 minutes left, so.
Well, you know, I can't get off of how we're being so betrayed, lied to, deceived, and that... It's like they think it's okay that they've done this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why I made that question about Romney. And that's why I seriously want to know, is anyone ever going to seek justice for all of this that's been done?
I don't know.
And these people on both sides of the aisle are involved to justice.
I mean, you know, when you talk about the lame brain Marxist media telling us lies, I think I'd faint if they did tell me the truth. I'm so used to
You're
it.
Probably right. I probably would fall over. I'd be like, if I had something in my mouth, I'd probably be spitting it out. Because it would just be so unlike them, because it seems like I've gotten used to that they can't tell the truth.
Oh, yeah. I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if I heard the truth coming out of the black box in the living room. I mean, the stuff that we hear... you know, the Hannitys, even the Gretas and the pundits and the Dick Morrises and the Frank Luntzes and the, oh my God, it's ad nauseum. It's insane.
About the only one on TV that I hear that I don't mind listening to is Glenn Beck or Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, I can have
I like
back.
Lou Dobbs because Lou has facts and stats. He backs up what he talks about.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I like Stuart Varney once in a while because he kind of gets it. You know, and the economic thing, a lot of the Brits do that have come over here.
Yeah. You know,
in
2008, they tried to get Lou to run for office for president, and he wouldn't do it. But could you see either Romney or Obama trying to debate Lou Dobbs?
Oh, my gosh.
It would be a total slaughter.
I'd like to see any of them try to go up against Judge Napolitano. That's the one I'd like to see.
Oh,
man.
Or Thomas Sowell.
Oh, I would pay big money for
those. Put the three of them on a panel. let them run a debate for the president.
Debate. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
And ask the questions.
You got that right. Oh, man. That would be just mayhem. That would be slaughterhouse live.
Well,
right.
I bet when it was over, we'd know the true character of the person up there.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, they'd have egg on their faces. They would have those funny looks on their faces. They'd probably be crawling behind the podiums. You know, they'd be throwing stuff at their teleprompters. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Well, tomorrow's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm just going to do it for the sheer, you know, I want to see it for myself, you know, so I can talk about it, you know, the following days on the shows and stuff. But anyway, so we got just about 7 minutes. I think I'll do that little rundown, and I want to thank you for, you know, having me do this. Hey. And we'll try to get a hold of Hollis, see if he can ever come back or,
you know. Yeah, the man is so busy, I was saying because it's just not Hollis. And we owe him so much gratitude and thanks for keeping the site up and going.
Yes.
Keeping these radio shows going, and what he does do, because I can guarantee you, whatever he does, he's talking about this stuff.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
We all do. Everybody
Hollis
on Patriot
will run
Family
you down to talk to you.
And you know what? He's that type, and he's got that ability and the energy to do it. Yeah. Oh, I don't doubt it one bit. So let me do a little quickie on tomorrow's show. Is my show. Right from the left coast, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern. We will talk about everything that I can come up with. I've got a whole bunch of stuff to share with you guys. And then Thursday is Terry Rowland back from her time when she had some problems with a dentist. She's on Patriot Education, 7 p.m. Eastern. We've got Friday with Mike from the hot seat, if everything's going okay, and hopefully he can still hear me. And blessings to you and your family. Hot Seat in Connecticut, and we've got he does the Hot Seat show, and that's on Blog Talk Radio, and that's on a different network than ours, but he's usually 9 p.m. Eastern, so we'll try to check him out Saturday. Michael Magic, Exposing the Illusion, 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. Sunday we have Ron Golden filling in for Fed Up Frank. Frank Winkle, the Fed Up Frank Show, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Then we have Constitution Hour with our very own Ron Golden, Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, back here with Patriot Family Chat. Bill, Linda, whoever's in. We've got Robert. We've got Rod Luke usually signs in. And hopefully Yola will be out of the hospital. We got to keep prayer for everybody. And I'm just going to go ahead and play this song because it's beautiful and it will say it all. And we got to fight for this country. God bless, Bill.
Good,
thanks so
good
much.
Good night and God bless.
Absolutely. Play this one.
Yeah. are my comfort and my joy.